Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's quick tip comes from Senior Lead Officer Dennis Cunningham from my local branch of the LAPD. In his email, he writes about leaving children in cars, even if you're just a few feet away. The message was not sent to me specifically, but rather it was a broadcast email he sent out back in April. It has quite a few safety points and lessons we can all learn from. He writes, "The LAPD has long stressed the need to never leave anything of value inside your vehicles at night. Burglars will target your vehicles simply because they observe items of value left unattended. It seems strange to have to say this, but things of value should also include your children. A recent situation occurred that reminded me of the countless times I've observed sleeping children left unattended inside vehicles while mom or dad were inside the home or store. A couple of years ago, I was involved in a very dangerous pursuit that began when a car thief jumped behind the wheel of a Chevy Tahoe that had been left running while the driver ran inside to the store for a quick cup of coffee. The driver had eyes on her vehicle and was probably no more than 30 feet from her vehicle at any time. The thing that made this pursuit the most dangerous is that the victim's 16-month-old son was asleep in the back seat. About 2 weeks ago, I was patrolling during the late evening hour when I observed a recently paroled individual walking up to a car left running in a quiet West Hills driveway. I detained the individual and spoke to him for about 15 minutes. As I spoke to him, I could hear that the engine of the vehicle was running. As our conversation continued, a young lady walked out of the home with a very concerned look on her face. I watched as the woman turned off the engine and removed her infant child from the back seat. Never leave your children unattended inside a vehicle for any reason. For many, this is common sense. For others, maybe being in a rush has led to complacency. Remember to protect yourself and to protect your family. Look out for your neighbors and report suspicious activity to the police." I'm going to reiterate the statement by Officer Cunningham. Never leave your children unattended inside a vehicle for any reason. Engine on or off, it doesn't matter. A cranky child is far better than a missing, kidnapped, or dead child. If you have any tips you would like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Tom Gilmore lives on a farm. There's a storm on the way, so he's boarding up the windows of his house.
Haley Williams lives in an apartment. It's a beautiful day. She's making her usual monthly donation to the American Red Cross.
Tom doesn't know a tornado will leave his family with no place to go.
Haley doesn't know her gift will help give Tom's family shelter.
When you support the Red Cross, you change a life.
Starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org to learn about life-changing opportunities in your area.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.
Music by Kevin MacLeod.